Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here to have another wonderful evening of healing. And tonight, if you wish to call in, you can, or come to the BBS Fast Chat here and, you know, enter some questions, because we'd like to have questions. That's how everybody learns a little bit. So I thought we'd have tonight kind of the theme of mental clearings, working with mind energies. So if that agrees with everybody, we'll do some clearing. So we normally start off with the emotional clearing, but I want to do the mind clearing tonight. This is the second clearing that I normally do for everyone. The first one is the emotions, but we'll start off with the mind here. So this is for the mental people. We're going back 5 days in your life. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. 1 day cleared. That was yesterday cleared, and today is cleared. Okay. And we have a sponsor on today, which is Annika. So she's out there in cyberspace. So, Annika, are you there? So, how are you doing today? Okay, so Annika, are you there?
I'm here. I'm good. Thank you for having me on. And I just saw everyone online, and I wanted to say hello. I saw Val, Heal 101, Dulce, Suzanne, Joni, Mike, Butterfly, Kyle, and Adriana. I just want to say hello to everyone. And if you guys have questions and you want to put them on the fast chat, now I see more people, Sylvia, Rob, kids in Toronto, Butterfly, and if you have questions, please put them on, and I'm going to look at the fast chat as well.
Okay, so we'll I'm going to go back another 5 days on the mental clearing. So here we go. So if you tuned in late a little bit, we did 5 days. We'll do another 5 days. This is going back 10 days for mental clearing. So here we go. So 10 days back, cleared. 9 cleared. 8 cleared. 7 cleared. 6 cleared, and we already did 5. I'll just continue on down. 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So this clearing is 100% done for about 80% of the issues that you have had with the mind. Only reason why it's not 100% is because we have to do your whole lifetime to make it 100%. This is actually a sample clearing, which is what I do all the time for people. So you can get some less stress out of yourself and just see how the clearings actually work. And this is how instantaneous they are. So let's see if we have any questions here. Do we have anything on the line there, Annika?
Yes. You know, I really felt that, and I think I feel it even more since you've done the latest clearing. And I saw Val ask a question that I think many are having that were on the wonderful latest entity clearing that you did, and she was asking, when is the next entity clearing going to come up?
Hmm.
That's a hard one.
Well, boy, last one was 8 hours on last Sunday. I might think about doing something maybe a week from this coming Sunday. So that could be a possibility. I'll have to get out my schedule book and just see how that looks to me. Doing these back-to-back clearings are not easy on my body. But after having a week to decompress, we'll say, I might want to do another one. They are very, very beneficial. Had a lot of people talking about their feet feeling better, ankles feeling better, and just feeling better in general as the entities. These are earth-based emotional bodies, you can call them ghosts, that are, you know, being released from us. So it's a very, very beneficial. And if anybody would like to maybe call in, or if not, to go on the fast chat, and just let us know how you're feeling after having that wonderful clearing. Remember, 8 hours of entity releases is quite a bit. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, I was actually absentee on most of the call, and I had to kind of stop myself now and again because I was feeling it. I really am feeling it much stronger now than I did. You know, I've been listening to Ron now for 2 years, and it took me a couple of months there to go through the first little bit of things that I kind of had to give up in myself and almost go through a little bit of a grieving from all the things I've learned in the past that I now stay away from. So I can really feel the increasing benefits even more now. So I also see Dreamers on there and Yolanda. I wanted to say hello to everyone. And I am Swedish. That's why I have a funny accent. And I lived in Australia for 8 years, so I sound a bit Australian mix in there. So Dreamer was asking, can we do shapeshifter clearings?
Okay. So looks like that might be a good one to get into. It's not a mind clearing, but they do interfere with us. So let me do that here. I got to see, put a different hat on right now. Okay, we'll take out of everybody three different shapeshifters, okay? So I should describe what these are, first of all, because people don't know what they are sometimes. So what we have in us, besides alien parasites, and we do have, you know, on the creationlightship.com website, we have the alien attack energies on the left side, which you can click on, and you can get these things released out of you. It's $30 for the month, unlimited usage. So shapeshifters, what they are is extraterrestrials, aliens that come into our body, and they could be on planet here, also living here, or off planet, and they come in and they share our body. The same thing that entities do here that are ghosts, although the shapeshifters have a higher intelligence, and they're able to actually transform our body. So naturally, if you've seen any programs that are kind of sci-fi and, you know, they show people turning into different types of beings, different types of people, we probably have seen that all the time. You see a human in some type of movie walking around, then all of a sudden they turn into maybe a vampire or maybe a wolf. Well, these are shapeshifters, and we all have these typically in some of us. I won't say we all have them, but that's they do come into us. And we don't know about that because they just come in briefly to kind of report back to their alien race of what we're doing here as they observe life on planet Earth. I imagine some could actually be much stronger in people than others, but here we go. So number one, the light chip is going to come to do this. So I want you to bring up the light chip light beam. If you're new to the program, scroll down on the monitor screen. You can go to any one of our shows, look up Creation Light Shift Healing, click on it, and then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and bring up the light beam right now. We're going to energize the light beam. We're going to bring in the male energies this time. So here comes the males, and you may feel your room become very electric feeling. It become very crisp. The air might change instantly here. And within 1 minute, they will be changed, and you will be also, as you start to feel this electric energy coming through you. This is pure source energy coming into your body right now for healing. And there will be three light beams coming in. The first one's coming in right now, and I'll just count to five to bring them in stronger. So one, two, three, four, five. Just watch your monitor screen. Number two is going to come in. One, two, three, four, five. and number three is going to come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So let's get rid of one of these shapeshifters and just see how your body feels afterwards. So I'd have some comments in the fast chat if we could. So here we go. And number one is going to be released now. I'll count to 10 as it gets released out of your body. You have to pull them out now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That one's leaving, disconnected. And you might want to just maybe move your body a little bit, maybe get up and walk, just see how you feel. You might feel a little different. And number two is going to come out now. Number two, shapeshifter. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And here's number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, these things are kind of like cloaked inside of you or maybe other people. You don't really see them, but they do show their presence off and on. That's just the way they work. They pop out maybe just momentarily. Maybe they wait for a chance when you don't see anybody around you, and they pop out, and all of a sudden they come. So here we go. Okay. We're going to bring more of your spirit into this location where these creatures inhabited you, these alien life forms. Remember, on the website, we have healing there for this also. Here we go. Coming into your body more with your spirit. I'll count to 10 as your spirit comes more fully into you. It'll come in whatever way it chooses to. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I saw Dreamer talk about the mind of the body clearing, and I know we were going to do the mind, concentrate on the mind today, so I know you are probably going to go into that one and possibly do a sample of the mind loop. We also had a question about the abundance clearing. So I don't know which one you want to...
I think we'll stick with the mind today. I'm going to keep that as a theme.
Yeah.
So here we go. We'll do the mind of the body. And this is the body mind, we'll say. Okay, this is the consciousness of your body itself. And this consciousness that you have is what keeps your body moving each day. Like a little mad scientist that's trying to help you with infections and viruses and whatever the body's doing. And throughout time, as you live longer, this energy of the mind of the body gets kind of distorted and cannot heal you properly. So this clearing is very wonderful, along with the infection body, to help you do healing. So here we go. Mind of the body clearing. We're going to do this right now. We'll go back 5 days. So if you'd like to think about a physical problem that you're dealing with, could be maybe a runny nose, it could be sinus congestion, just many things. You could have a problem with maybe a pinched nerve or something. We'll just see if this can help you. And mainly this is for the energetics of your body, how the body relates to itself, and the inner communication between the cells. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. It's pretty heavy clearing here. 4 days, I'm going to start over again. I'm going to go through the chakras. So 5 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. A lot of density here. This is a definite body that you want to have healed. 4 days ago cleared. I mean 4 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, and yesterday, first chakra cleared. And 3 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Man, this is rough. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Oh, boy. Let's do that one over again here. This is a definite body that needs to be cleared out. So 5 days ago cleared, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, this clearing, in case you're wondering what's happening to you, this clearing for what we did is probably about, what I'm seeing is about a 2% effectiveness right now for you. So if you do feel a change in your body, maybe your body's heating up, feeling more energy, this is only about 2% done in you. I don't think this body has ever been cleared in anybody, especially the ones listening anyway, and it probably has so much residue in it from the past. But I don't do a seven-generational one of the mind of the body. I'm going to go back to your great-great-grandparents, okay? So here we go. We'll do mother's side first. So we'll see what we can do with this one. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do your father's side, great-great-grandparents. Well, there's actually four of them. So this will be your mother's side of the family, okay? From her parents, okay? Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to do your great-great-grandparents on the father's side, okay? So the mother energy from that person. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And father's energy. Father's side, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So, this is very interesting. I feel like a knot on my stomach here. This clearing is definitely needed for personal health and wellness. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So I'm probably one of those who needs it because I've been dealing with physical issues that I haven't totally been able to heal, and it's been kind of hanging around. I'm slowly getting my voice back. I didn't have a voice for a while. And so I really felt that one, too. And I know we have other clearings that deal with the mind, which is the Mind Loop 1 and 2 that you have on your website. Could that possibly help? I see Yolanda has a question about being able to resist the negative effect or effects of being close to negative people.
Okay, the first one is Mind Loop number one, and that's kind of how the darkness kind of affects you. It allows you to keep repeating patterns inside of your head. You keep hearing different phrases being repetitive. Maybe those situations are where it's a negative situation, seeing how worthless you are, how you can't do things, that you're not a very nice person or you can't make any money. This is that type of clearing. So it gets you out of the program. So I'll use the word program here. This is what the most important thing is. Gets you out of the program of repeating things to yourself. And then also on the website, we have the unlimited one, which is what I'd recommend doing too after you have your whole life cleared. That way you're current. Here we go. Mind loop clearing number one. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, you know, try to think of thoughts that you normally repeat all the time. You might know about those patterns and just see if they got released or if they're kind of tamed down on you. We'll do mind loop number two. the Mind Loop Clearing number two is actually, since you were in your mother naturally, hopefully anyway, for most people listening, if not all of you, unless you're a clone person, but when you're in your mother, you're strictly in love energy. And then once you all of a sudden pop out, now you're being controlled by the mind of the darkness. And this is how the mind of the darkness connects to you. You come out and all of a sudden you got this connection of mind. Maybe you start sensing the energies here. Or before, it's pure love inside of your mother. And your mother's spirit was actually protecting you from being here. And then you came out, then you're on your own. You get spanked naturally, maybe get some shots done to you. You get startled by life here. Before, it was very peaceful, very calming. And so this is a mind loop number two. This is how the darkness initially connected to you on the planet Earth. So here we go. Go back 5 days, and you live everything through your current life. This is why we do these lifetime clearings. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So this is like the interface to the dark side of how rough life is here. So again, just kind of sit back and relax, see how your body's feeling. And Annika, what's next?
Lots of great comments on the fast check from people feeling their toes, didn't know they had so much feeling there, and feeling even the 2% that you did and how powerful that is. And so that's wonderful. A lot of people have been commenting on the entity call and how great they feel now. I see a question that I wanted to bring up, but even though it might not totally have to do with what we've been doing now with the mind, but the barcode. So if the barcode that have put on us here keeps us here, then what keeps the light being in their beingness with others?
Okay. The barcode is for reincarnation, and that's for your spirit. This is why you're still listening to me right now, because you have not been able to do the ascension, because your spirit has been taken off to parallel planets, universes of the dark side, the light of the darkness. And when ascension time came, the light came, took off planet, everybody who was actually made of light, and those people did the ascension, the spirits left. And maybe if they're fortunate enough to work on their body enough, then the body also left. But regardless, either the spirit left or the body left or both. But the people who were not conscious enough and the dark side took you because of the barcodes on your spirit and very possibly on your body, then you are back here again. And that's very, very sad to have that much control, how the light of the darkness has fooled people for so long, which is much like most of the New Age metaphysics physicians now doing their healing work. They're using the light of the darkness, not source energy. And they may claim that they are, but they're not, because they're using stuff that's not of the light, but they may think that they are. The only way to find out is to go to your heart center. So what was the question again, Annika?
The question from Larry was, if the barcode keeps us here, what keeps a light being in their beingness with others?
Okay. The light that you have is still there. You always have that internal light. But unfortunately, what Jesus talked about 2,000 years ago, that your spirit is almighty and all-powerful and that you can do all these healings, what he basically said, you know, you can do more than I can do. Well, that, in that time frame, when he was doing his teaching, that was true. If you plugged into source energy and you're able to clean your body out, you could also do what he was doing. But because we have 2,000 years of density, and since when Jesus left the planet, his healing stopped. Nothing continued. He left, and there is a void for 2,000 years until right now. So all the clearings that he did for the people who he talked to and administered healings and ascension teachings, they got it. And when he left, that was taken away. Unfortunately, through Christianity, they talk about that he's still working here, which he is not. The Jesus in the light of the darkness is, but it's not true light energy. This is what all the churches are using when you go to church to pray to those energies. You're actually praying to extraterrestrial God energies, aliens. This is why I say when you pray P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. This is why Jesus instructed everybody not to go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. So when you finally understand that, and that the light only works in the present moment, in the now, the darkness works in time. And this is a separation of your divinity, is that you chose, and most people, you know, always work in time. And when you choose time, then you choose darkness. This is why your body's here, because your body is still full of darkness of judgment. Jesus mentioned not to judge anybody. Why is that? Because it brings into yourself those dense energies, low vibrations. So your spirit does have the divine spark still in it, but it's so disempowered now because of the body being in mind that has a very difficult time making the body shift. And the mind energy is so potent now in everything that the human race here has been taught to use mind. You know, you go to school, you're taught how to control yourself by people around you, your mentors, and then you get on that conveyor belt of mind energy. And they don't teach you to go inside. They listen to your spirit to get that creativity to come out in the present moment. Although everybody has a present moment when you are using your spirit energy, because then time stops for you. But most of the time in your life, you're using the mind energy, which is the darkness. So that's the difference of the two. So back to you, Annika. I hope that clarified the question.
Mm-hmm. So you just did two of the really, really powerful clearings that came up here. I see Sylvia Robson, the kids in Toronto, mentioning how they really know how both mind loop clearings is very powerful in healing. And Cindy was asking, thinking of the past, is that a mind loop?
Yes, it is. Remember, the light only works in the now. So as all of you hear this show over and over again, maybe, or maybe it's the first time listening, just write down on a piece of paper, you know, the difference. The darkness works in time and controls you, has controlling aspects to it, rules and regulations. And along with that, in the creation of that, with what the aliens brought here, besides religions, they gave us a spiritual hierarchy. So that automatically eliminates you from being source energy, which is what you are. So you get taught about that, about your spiritual hierarchy. You know, the different churches have you pray to false idols, which are basically the masters of the light of the darkness. So I'll talk about that. But on the other side of the paper, the light only works in the now, and that works with your spirit and your heart center. I'll talk about the masters. What we do on this program, we bring in the masters from the creation light ship. This is pure source energy. And the way you connect with them, if you wish to, is to go to your heart center. You have to drop down to your heart in order to connect. And they will come to you without any problem whatsoever because your spirit will only allow light into you. Now, the darkness is what you use in your mind. So the darkness will create Jesus for you, and they'll create any of the masters. And the masters, you know, people bring in all the time through different channelings. And unfortunately, it's not a pure light because they will not tell you what to do. So normally when you listen to people channeling these masters, they always have something to say, which is in judgment, which could be how nice you are, you're a beautiful person. Well, though the divine energy doesn't have any of that information. It just always is there to make themselves available to you, but they'll never tell you what to do. They'll never give you guidance that way. For people who do the channeling of these beings, you know, this is all judgment. So when you get a judgment statement, which is not a pure light, which it can't be, because it's in judgment, then you know that you're not getting the true energy. And these masters will never channel to anybody. So when you're in your heart center and you want to talk to them, they can help you out probably with what you want to ask for. But basically, they're just going to empower your own spirit so that the frequency of your spirit might be missing this frequency of the masters. Remember, you're made up of all these different frequencies of source energy. So what you're lacking, you might be able to feel more of one energy than the other. And then as you integrate that energy with you, then you already become that energy. So there's no hierarchy on the light ship, just that you divided yourself out into different frequencies because you're told to. And this is why, the human race here is not working in love energy, because the people who are tuned into the mind energy are working with darkness. And the darkness is very powerful, and it mimics 99.9% of the light. And all the laws of the darkness are the same for the light, except you're not connected to the light. And for most people, the validation that there is some kind of light is people who've had, a near-death experience. So those are the people who basically have come back to tell you how great the light is, but they're still in the light of the darkness. They're in this fabricated darkness of light. Remember, the darkness creates light. And when they create the light, it's to reinforce the fact that you think that you're going to the light. So this is why there's a lot of books out about people who've had near-death experiences, so that you can really get pulled in, sucked into this energy, because they're telling you how great the light is. Well, if it was so great, they wouldn't be coming back here again. They'd be out of here. There's no special missions here. It's just the missions of the forced reincarnation by the light of the darkness. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So hopefully I answered some of your questions. So if you want to get a true master, which is actually going to be you yourself in a sense, because you're made up of source energy, and the source energy is you. There's no separation between you and anything else of the light, just that your spirit has been so disempowered here, and the darkness has cut off your main link to your home base energy, so you're like a fish out of water, and you're trying to rely on other people's spirit energy and your own intellect to figure out what's going on in your life, and that's all from the darkness energy of time. So when you get into your heart center, these energies, when you ask to come into you, they will. They'll connect with your spirit, but they'll be just reinforcing your spirit energy. They can't do anything for you because your spirit is your healer. So with that information, just know that when they do come in, they can actually help to empower your spirit a little more. But it's actually your spirit, which is what you're connecting to. And so through most of the teachings, because most people have denounced their own spirit, they don't know about it, they choose to go outside of themselves in mind energy, and I'll bring in Jesus, or I'll bring in Archangel Michael. I have a lot of people who say they use Archangel Michael all the time, and Archangel Michael finds their parking places, and they clear the path for them. Well, that's the light of the darkness. The dark side script is actually, being read, and you're actually following that script to have this done. So remember, the light does not have anything with force or will. And the force of will is the darkness energy. Pure love will never do anything because it allows you to be creative moment by moment. It's not going to judge any of its creations. And this is the difference between the light and the darkness. So like I say, if you go to somebody who's having a workshop or a lecture or maybe a meeting at their house, and they're going to be channeling Archangel Michael or Jesus or God or whatever, those energies of pure light will never come in because they can't, because they'd be in judgment doing that, and the light does not come in judgment, and only you can connect to it, and no one will ever channel these energies. If you attempt to bring in the energy into your heart center and then try to give the information out to people, the energy channel will be cut off for you. It'll never happen. Because then they're judging, and they can't judge. This is the rule of light. The light allows free will, free choice. And by telling you something to do or anything like that, then they're going against their own rule of free choice, free will. So the light will never help you out as far as what to do, because you have free choice, free will with your spirit. So hopefully you understand what I'm saying here. And it may be stepping on somebody's toes out there, but this is the way the light works. The light does not ever promote itself, and you always have it with you. So if you connect it to your heart all the time, you'd get your own information, and from that standpoint, you're always in the light with your spirit, and then let your spirit guide your way. But instead, people have went outside of themselves and wanted to connect to these masters and angels, etc., in the spiritual hierarchy of the darkness, and bring that energy into them. And then you're even hooked up even worse. And that's the way it's been taught down here for a long time. And this is your organized religion helping you to dilute yourself. So, Annika, back to you.
So, I was actually thinking about asking you to bring something in that is that we can really feel is the true light, which would I was thinking about the three M's, and then I actually saw Carl and Adriana ask for the four M's. They added Moses in with Melchizedek,
okay.
Michael, and Metatron.
Okay, so I want to bring these in, these energies in from the light ship. Now remember, these energies are no more powerful than you are. Okay, the only difference between these energies, maybe if they walk the earth or not, we'll just talk about Jesus, okay? So the only difference between you and Jesus is the fact that his body was prepared, especially his physical body, to be able to hold the frequency of divine energy. That's the only difference. And because our bodies here are so dense and that we live in time, we have a hard time holding that same frequency. But there's no difference with any divine being, which is what you are, from one to the next. You might feel a change in frequencies. Maybe you might feel more energy coming into your body as I bring these into you, but you're going to feel that through your heart center. And that just means that you're missing that particular frequency of the source energy, which is not your fault. It's just that the way things are here. Remember, the darkness controls people. So I'll first bring in Moses. So he'll be one of the four here. So we'll bring in Moses through your heart. As you notice, if you attempt to use your mind energy, it'll be impossible to tap it in, to connect with Moses in your mind because the light ship doesn't work there. Here we go. Here comes Moses. I'll count to 10 to increase the energy. So 1, 2, and bring up the light beam if you wish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go, and I'll bring it in stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there's Moses. Remember, this is divine energy coming into you. It's no better, no worse, or anything else. It's the same as your own spirit, just that you might be missing some of these frequencies because the dark side has prevented them from coming into you. Next, we'll bring in Melchizedek. Here we go. These are energies that have been here on this planet. And here we go. Melchizedek, so count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. You should be feeling pretty self-empowered now. And here comes Metatron. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring it in stronger now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll bring in Archangel Michael. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that's the four M's. And you should probably feel your body maybe heating up a little bit for healing. Remember, they're working through your spirit to, like, give your spirit a little more divine energies. But remember, there's no difference on them on the light ship. If you go to the light ship, which we do periodically. We do go into the rooms where these beings were created, but basically overall, when you're up there, there is really no difference between them. Down here, they will make a slight change in frequencies because people know what they are, but on the light ship, all the light beings to myself look all the same, unless they want to actually say who they are and how they have been here in previous incarnations. But other than that, they're pure light. So there's not like lesser light or more light or, you know, a different energy of light, because light is light. There's no hierarchy on the light ship for these beings. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so now I know more of why Sylvia always says, Sylvia usually says things like, oh, wow, I really feel that, and I can feel it so much stronger myself now after the last couple of months.
Yeah, and the entity clearing has helped out a lot.
Yeah.
We did last Sunday, so if you're interested, I'll be doing another one. Could be 4 hours. I don't think 4 hours is going to be enough to cut it. We have to do probably an eight-hour event. That's what the light ship would like to do, probably. So I might do one maybe a week from this Sunday. I'm pulling out my calendar here if I can get it up online. So if things work out right, I would probably have it on May 3rd. So you can just maybe mark your calendar there. If this is the first time for you, the cost is $150. If you've been on the other intensive calls, it would be $100. So May 3rd, I'm writing down. And it's an eight-hour conference line call. If you want to get a speakerphone, you can be absentee. A lot of people have been absentee, like Annika, and it will work for you regardless. And it can be done for anybody. If you're somebody who lives like in Africa and you want to have them come on, or in Canada or anywhere else, you know, Brazil, they're a friend of yours, just, you know, get in contact with me and I'll put on the absentee list and they will have entities released from them. So back to you, Annika.
So Kai was asking before, and I know it was a while ago, but you did the mind of the body clearing, and I thought it was just good to clarify. Is mental connected to mind of body?
No, it's not. It's a whole different clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it's a different clearing. The mind of the body is a communication between the cells of your body, and it's the way that your body, actually, as you get older, the mind of the body will say it's kind of tired. I see it like a little mad scientist that gets overwhelmed with all of our problems and whatever we had, and it gets very confused and doesn't know what to do next because the mind transmissions, we'll say, from the aliens are doing this, and your body just gets all confused. And so it's there to keep your body perfectly healthy. Another way of looking at it is you probably have all noticed how fast you may have healed when you're younger. And how things, you know, maybe you cut yourself and it healed within a few days. And then you get older and all of a sudden you don't heal quite as quick and as fast. Well, that's because of all the densities that are coming forward and that the mind and the body has confusion. So it can't heal you as quick. Plus you have all the programs running at one time. And the programs, you know, are from all your past ancestors too. So the mind and the body gets very, very confused. So this clearing is a good clearing if you have some kind of chronic problem and you want to get wellness along with the infection body clearing. And that's also online. So I can do it personally, too, if you wish. So back to you, Annika.
So we had lots of comments from Sylvia, and I wanted to share with everyone about the Q&A call because sometimes we have a lot of questions come up over and over, and I know that Sylvia is a wealth of information and has done so many clearings and has helped me a lot when I've had questions. And her Q&A call, Robin Sylvia's Q&A call, is on Tuesdays. I haven't been able to go on myself all the time. I wish I could, and it's really, really good for us to connect and talk as well. Yeah, of course, we all want to hear from you, Ron, but sometimes it can be good for us to share in our own experiences too. And I saw Dreamer had a question about one of the clearings that after the parallel clearings, for instance, if we still have weird dreams. And Kimberly was saying could be the inner earth cords, as she probably experienced after doing the parallel, she had the inner earth cords removed. And
I can do a sample of that one.
Okay.
So what I will say, if you want to talk to Rob and Sylvia on Tuesdays, Pacific Coast time is at 5:30. It's about a one-hour call. And the phone number you want to call in on, and maybe somebody could type it on the fast chat here, it's 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted with a PIN number, and that's 5303. And so they're willing to help you, to talk to you about the different healings that the Lightship has done. A lot of people kind of wonder what's happening, why things happen to them in their lives, et cetera. But mainly this call is just to kind of have an unbiased opinion, so to speak, we'll say, of the Lightship healings.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the time. I do these radio programs, and this is all the time that I have to get out there, along with going to expos and things. But they're here to give you a little backup if you just have some questions about maybe a healing that you've had in the past, or maybe you want to experience one. They're able to come forth and maybe tell you about that clearing and maybe why it's beneficial to you. I will say that almost all the clearings, there's no processing involved. Actually, when I get done with the clearing, or you do one online, once that clearing is done, it's completed. Your body might go through some stuff because it has to get reintegrated with your divine source energy of your spirit, and that could be maybe sometimes maybe you might feel tired, you might have maybe stiffness in your body from the energy being released or whatever, but that's all body stuff. Once the clearings are completed, you're done. And there's only one clearing that you need. You don't have to come back and redo it over and over again. I do have online unlimited clearings if you wish to go on to those afterwards. And then you keep current. You can go on those, 24/7 as many times as you like. The cost is $50, and it's just a wonderful way to stay current. And, if you have like an emotional clearing, which is what you need to have first, use the word need, that's the first clearing that you have to have. For almost all the clearings, except for the ET involvement, the alien abductions. But basically, from there, you go online and you get cleared out. A lot of people go online with the emotional clearing daily just to get themselves balanced again. This is an emotional planet. The dark side wants to keep you wound up, excited, and in torment. So by having this clearing, you can release them out of your life. So anyway, this is a very good way to experience the clearings, is to do them online, get the unlimited one, and if you have any questions, just do call, Rob and Sylvia. And that's Monday, 5:30 PST. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303.
It's Tuesday, right?
On Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday. Yes, the online clearings have been great. I feel like we've just gone so much further with being able to, at least me personally, to be able to go on there over and over again. It's amazing. Really, really good. And somebody was commenting on here, yippee, May 3, count me in. That's Val. And we're all looking forward.
So I'm going to double check on that to make sure I can get a conference line at that time.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely I can. So I have it written down here, and I'll do some checking probably tomorrow or the day after to confirm that, and I'll be talking about it more on this show. But yeah, the entity clearing is phenomenal. A lot of people have commented about how much better their legs feel, more circulation in their legs, the tiredness got out of their legs, they feel very light. And if you do get on the call, I'd recommend getting a digital camera, because you're going to be able to take a picture of that part of your body, that's if you can, like your hands, arms, feet. And you're going to actually see an aura around yourself, probably about maybe 3 to 4 times the width of what you're looking at. So it's very interesting. It won't show up on, when you look at the viewfinder, but it will show up on the picture. And you actually have validation yourself that you're being worked with. So, what's next, Annika? Our time is kind of running down. We got a little bit of time left.
Okay, so if we did one entity clearing, that's a question from Dreamer here. Should we do more? Should we do another? And do we have an unlimited for entities on the website?
Unlimited on the website, not yet, no. As far as you need another one, ask your spirit, like I always say. My personal feeling after having this clearing for 8 hours is that I thought this would be like the end-all of clearings. And unfortunately, what I got was that everybody probably needs about another 3 sessions of 8 hours apiece to get cleared out. So that's what I got. So I'm sorry. You guys are a mess out there. But the nice thing is, if you've had that clearing, you know that you feel much better, and each time you'd be feeling more better. So you actually need, hypothetically, 32 hours of entity releases to get cleared out. That's what I'm being told, at this moment. So I'll probably be doing entity clearings maybe every Sunday, I'm guessing, because the entities are what's causing all our problems down here. This is why you can't think straight. You know, these control your bodies, you know. I won't say all the problems, but this is why you have problems, besides the alien attacks of mind control. So if you divide it in half, you say half of it's from mind control, the other half is entities, and they come into you. So everybody knows what that session was like that we had for 8 hours and how much better you feel. And like I said, if you have been on it before, we'll probably do the same special for the month. So it would be $300 for everybody. That would be the 4 calls that we normally have. That includes the Ascension call. So that's a lot of healing. So it's 24 plus 4. You have 28 hours of healing on the light ship. And if you were on the call last Sunday, you're still on the light ship right now being worked with. And that will stop probably on Thursday night, tomorrow night. So back to you, Annika.
So there's one question here. I don't know if you have time to talk about the genetic ego mind clearing. That was the Toronto crowd asking.
That clearing takes out of you the mindset of your ancestors. Stuff. Remember, when they lived their life, they lived their life a certain way, and that mind energy is what you're probably living more today on how you view life. So that's probably more of a first chakra situation, I would say. So the first chakra is how you view life here, the way you feel about life. And so all those energies, maybe they had a hard life, and the ego mind one with the generational clearing would eliminate that. I would think that's why we put it in there. But you're really living more currently the last 7 generations of your ancestors. It's not that the ones that were, 50 generations ago aren't affecting you, but the 7 ones are more upfront. So this is what that would be about. I'll do a sample of that real quick here. We got maybe a couple of minutes to go. So seven generational clearing, we'll go back. I'll just go to the 3rd generation, just do it once over here. So here we go. You can just see what that's like. So seven generational clearing on your, I'll just do them both here. So your mother's side, just do it quickly here. I'll count to 10. It'll be cleared away as much as we can do right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Father's side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay, our time is closing down here, so we'll see you on Friday. And then Saturday is the Light Ship Healing, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And hope to see you there. We do about a 10-minute Light Ship Healing session then, so if you're interested in going to the Light Ship of Creation, you can go there. There's only one Light Ship. And this is where you came from initially, a long time ago. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And here we go. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.